Hello, and welcome back to the Make Yourself Magic podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about teasing. And I suppose the best way to start is to tell you my truth about teasing. I hate it. Like, I loathe it. Yes, I was teased as a kid. Lamentably, I think it's probably safe to say that most kids are. I wasn't teased a lot, though. Truthfully, more often than not, I was teased about being sensitive to teasing by my family. Lighten up, Jackie. You're so sensitive. Yes, I was sensitive. I am sensitive. And now I'm damn proud of that. In fact, I'm working to actively cultivate this power. I think sensitivity is something we could use a little more of, at least in terms of our ability to intuit. Some part of me knew, even as a child, that it wasn't all bad to be sensitive, but I still felt shame. Called out at the family dinner table for feeling, ultimately, which is probably where my distaste for this particular cultural rite of passage began. And it's why I want us to quit socially accepting and normalizing it. Why have we decided that toughening kids up is not just normal but expected? And why have we decided that chastising them is the appropriate manner to achieve that result? The short answer, of course, is because sometimes people fucking suck and we don't want our children to be devastated by something as benign as words. Benign. Yeah, right. I can just hear the chant now. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Bull fucking shit. In my experience, words can hurt a lot more and for a lot longer than broken bones. Hell, I was run over by a truck and spent months in the hospital, and I'd still rather go through something like that than have someone assault me with verbal abuse. Not only can words hurt, and they do, they can burrow down into our hearts and minds, creating belief systems that can do damage for years, sometimes for entire lives. Broken bones generally heal in a few months, and you go on your merry way, changed perhaps, but still able to feel. Which brings me to my second point in my siege against teasing. Because looking back with clear eyes, I can now see how, at a very young age, I learned from this that there are contexts in life in which you aren't supposed to feel, and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't imagine how a person who said they loved me would want to point out a thing that they knew would bother me in front of others and expect me not to feel hurt by that, especially when they knew it was something that I already struggled with in myself. So the only things I could take away from the situation was that I was supposed to learn to shut off my emotional response at will and accept the intention to hurt my feelings or bother me in some way as playful. If they were just teasing, I had to take that intention at face value and choose not to be hurt by it, and decide that my emotional reaction to the person interacting with me was invalid or inappropriate in some way. Of course, these responses or lessons are not healthy ones. Suppressing emotion in general can cause a whole host of problems. In fact, a scientist studying emotion recently published a study in which the findings suggest that it actually isn't possible. What's more, because our brains take longer to respond to the feelings than the rest of our nervous system, the emotion has probably registered on our faces, in front of our partner, or with whomever else we're interacting, long before we have the cognitive ability to adjust the response, which, of course, seeds mistrust in the other person. Research published by the University of Berkeley concurs, saying studies have shown that suppressing emotions actually endangers your health and well-being, both physically and psychologically. Emotional suppression, like having a stiff upper lip or sucking it up, might decrease outward expressions of emotion, but not the inner emotional experience. In other words, suppression doesn't make the emotion go away, it just stays inside you, causing more pain. And while my personal perceptions exist outside the field of scientific research on the matter, I have been a human long enough, I think, to know that when you numb yourself to one emotion, it becomes difficult to feel any emotions, even good ones. Perhaps more importantly, we need to feel our emotions. Yes, the bad ones too. We need to know what sadness feels like, what concern or trepidation or confusion or mistrust or hurt feel like in order to create an appropriate response. So remind me again, how am I supposed to react to teasing? And what is really happening on the side of the teaser? I haven't often participated in this kind of behavior for obvious reasons, but I have done so enough times to know that the desire comes from an acrid energetic place. At least for me. I can literally feel what I imagine as like a toxic green goo creeping up toward my heart, and the intention at the core of whatever it is I want to say is to send a message. One that could be perceived as funny, but is intended to make the subject think about their behavior or change some aspect of themselves. This, of course, is absolutely not the healthy way to deal with these kinds of situations. When I'm bothered by the actions of someone, I want to be the kind of healthy, confident, emotionally aware person that can say, "That bothers me," instead of firing off some barbed joke that will embarrass that person in front of others. But the greater point here, or question rather, is what is the intention of the teaser, the actor? Well, I think we can skip the knee-jerk assumption for the moment and use some deductive reasoning skills based on the definition of the term provided by Merriam-Webster. Teasing, to make fun of, to kid. To disturb or annoy by persistent, irritating, or provoking, especially in a petty or mischievous way. To annoy with petty, persistent requests. To pester. To manipulate or influence as if by teasing. In a nutshell, the definition of teasing implies that the party executing this behavior is doing so to make fun of, annoy, manipulate, or influence the other person. Which, for me, makes it particularly abhorrent when couples do this to each other. For instance, one woman I know received a can of nuts as a gag gift for her 40th birthday, and her response was, "Oh, thank you so much. You know I needed these because Steve doesn't have any." Fully aware that Steve was standing at the other side of the table at the time. In another case, a man I know loves to play card games with his wife, though in order to do so, he had to accept long ago that she would run him down in front of their friends at the card table. Dan wouldn't know what card to play. He can't choose unless someone else tells him what to do. I can't imagine that everyone in the room doesn't feel a little uncomfortable. I know I do. My choice now is to either laugh with the person teasing and implicitly at the person being teased, or remove myself from the interaction altogether, or attempt to defend in some way the person being teased, which is what I often end up doing, but that doesn't go well either, because now the person being teased may feel even more disempowered, as though they weren't able to stand up for themselves, or they just couldn't take it. Everyone at the table more or less has these same options, so we all just laugh uncomfortably at Dan, and he just has to take it, and the teaser actually looks like a total bitch. Blah. Personally, if my partner can't think of anything nice to say about me in front of others, I hope he keeps his comments to himself. Because I don't want to run him down either. I want to be proud of my partner. I want to celebrate the fuck out of how cool and smart and amazing and patient and funny he is. Why can't that be the norm? I know, I'm just too sensitive. But am I? I mean, maybe I am. But do we really need teasing in the world? Do we really need to normalize criticizing or chastising someone specifically to bother or hurt them as a way to build up emotional calluses? Societally saying, "Yeah, of course, that's totally fine as long as you were just teasing," bothers me. It bothers me a lot, as I've mentioned, because the other thing is words have energy. They really do. They have a power. Have you ever seen the water experiment conducted by Masaru Emoto? He wrote a book called The Secret Language of Water that showed the results of his experiments with the crystalline formations of water. If you're not familiar with the experiment, I'll give you a quick rundown. He taped words to different petri dishes of water from the same source, then froze them. And when he looked at the ice crystals under a microscope, he found that positive words, quote unquote, like love and gratitude, created incredibly beautiful crystals. The petri dishes that had negative words on them, however, like hate and anger, formed misshapen, miscolored, and otherwise unattractive crystals. The message was clear. Words have energy. Don't believe me? You can create a similar experiment at home. Boil some plain white rice and put half in one jar and half in another. Then label one jar love and the other hate. Then speak to the rice. Every day say loving things to the love jar and hateful things to the hate one. After a while, it could be days or weeks, you'll see a change in the rice. The love one will remain white, and the hate one, it will turn brown or black. Seriously, try it, or Google it. Lots of other people have done this experiment. The point is, your words have an impact on you, on the people, and even objects around you, on the world. So are we really going to continue to agree that teasing is acceptable behavior? Perhaps we can decide to make a collective shift. Perhaps we can decide that it isn't okay to say, "Ah, kids will be kids," when they tease each other. but use that as an opportunity to help children understand that what they say has power and that they have the power to share good energy in the world. And they have the right to feel however they do when someone interacts with them. Perhaps we can teach them that they can reclaim their emotional power by responding with compassion. Just saying, "Are you okay?" to someone that has made an effort to hurt you is often enough to turn the energetic tables. And maybe in the process, adults can also learn that hurting each other intentionally is never okay. What do you think? And what would you say to someone who teased you? Please share your thoughts and experiences on any of our social channels, and you'll help us all. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider subscribing. And if you'd like to get more ideas on ways we can show more love to each other and ourselves, consider checking out the Make Yourself Magic Self-Love Workshops, available at authorjacquelinelanay.com. That's authorjacquelinelanae.com. And thanks for joining.